On the final day of my sophomore year of high school, I was hit in the face with a baseball bat. The bat slipped out of the hands of a classmate and struck me between the eyes. It smashed my face and caused rapid swelling in my brain. I lost consciousness before the ambulance arrived. Shortly after arriving at the local hospital, my body began shutting down. I struggled with basic functions like swallowing and breathing. I had my first seizure of the day. It was decided to fly me to a larger, better-equipped hospital in Cincinnati. My injuries were severe, and the following months were hard. It took 8 months before I could drive a car again. After months of rehabilitation, what I wanted more than anything was to get back on the field. But my return to baseball was not smooth, and I had a lackluster high school career. Yet I still believed I could become a great player, and I knew that if things were going to improve, I was the one responsible for making it happen. It was while attending Denison University that I would discover the surprising power of small habits for the first time. As I'm sure you're aware, a habit is a routine or behavior that is performed regularly. As each semester passed, I accumulated small but consistent habits that ultimately led me, through a long series of small wins and tiny breakthroughs, to being selected as the top male athlete at Denison University and named to the ESPN Academic All-American team. I employed the same strategies I learned at Denison when I started a business and began working on this book. I originally learned about the ideas mentioned here because I had to live them. I had to rely on small habits to rebound from my injury, to perform at a high level on the field, to become a writer, to build a successful business, and simply to develop into a responsible adult. I draw on biology, neuroscience, philosophy, psychology, and more. What I offer you is a synthesis of the best ideas smart people figured out a long time ago, as well as the most compelling discoveries scientists have made recently. The backbone of this book is my four-step model of habits: cue, craving, response, and reward, and the four laws of behavior change that evolve out of these steps. In total, the framework I offer is an integrated model of the cognitive and behavioral sciences. I believe it is one of the first models of human behavior to accurately account for both the influence of external stimuli and internal emotions on our habits. While some of the language may be familiar, I'm confident that the details will offer a new way to think about your habits. Human behavior is always changing, situation to situation, moment to moment, second to second. But this book is about what doesn't change. It's about the fundamentals of human behavior, the ideas you can build a business around, build a family around, build a life around. There's no one right way to create better habits, but this book describes the best way I know. As long as human behavior is involved, this book will be your guide.